This is WKAR Online. Reworking Michigan examines our evolving economy as the people of the Great Lakes State explore new ways to make a living and build a future for their families. Immigration experts in Lansing are planning a major outreach project this week. Starting Wednesday, thousands of undocumented immigrants in Michigan who arrived in the U.S. as children will be eligible to file for work permits. The program is part of an executive order President Obama issued in June. But the policy is far from being a long-term solution. It only grants undocumented youth freedom from deportation for 2 years. Still, many in the immigrant community view it as a ray of hope. As WKAR's Kevin Lavery reports, volunteers are planning a workshop aimed at helping Lansing immigrants achieve a better life.
Cristo Rey Catholic Church in Lansing is a small but vibrant snapshot of American immigration. The parish was founded a half century ago to minister to the local Latino community. Father Fred Thalen is the pastor at Cristo Rey. In his nearly 20 years here, he's met immigrants from many backgrounds. All of them fled desperate circumstances in their home country.
There's no work, literally no food sometimes, and they come here at great risk, tremendous risk. And they're some of the most hardworking people and people that have some of the strongest values.
Thalen says his parishioners come to Michigan enthusiastic about offering their skills and even starting their own businesses. But new immigrants face a huge hurdle in obtaining legal employment. Father Thalen says those without a work permit live in the shadows of society, vulnerable to exploitation.
Sometimes maybe you don't get your wages paid. Often you get very low wages because people will take advantage of that. You live in fear. You live with a lot of anxiety about this. You don't know if you're going to get picked up by immigration and get deported tomorrow. And so it affects people very deeply.
Thalen and other immigrant advocates are hoping to change that. On Wednesday, Cristo Rey will host a workshop to teach undocumented immigrants how to apply for a temporary work permit. The event is sponsored by nearly a dozen immigration agencies and supporters. August 15th is the official launch date of a national program known as DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Undocumented immigrants between the ages of 16 and 30 who arrived in the U.S. before their 16th birthday can apply for temporary work permits. The deferment piece means authorities will not deport eligible participants for 2 years. About 20 volunteers have gathered at Cristo Rey to learn how to walk eligible applicants through the paperwork process. All eyes are on Diego Bonassati, an organizer with the Michigan Alliance for Immigrant Rights and Reform. He tells them that the DACA program is not a law, but a policy that could be reversed at any time.
It's important that people understand that they're setting foot on a bridge and they don't see the other end of the bridge. It's shrouded in fog. And so they may come to the bridge and they find it's like covers half the river and doesn't reach the other side.
Bonassati calls the program a little island of certainty. Undocumented immigrants do whatever is necessary to land a job, in some cases even obtaining false Social Security numbers. In 2009, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that immigrants can only be charged with federal identity theft if they knowingly use a Social Security number that belongs to another person. The Deferred Action Program is meant to create a legal pathway to work. Max Anguiano coordinates the Civil Rights for Immigrants Task Force for the group Action of Greater Lansing. He says the potential applicants he's spoken to are welcoming the news.
They're not afraid. They come right out and they say, I'm undocumented. I'm here. They brought me here. It wasn't my decision, but they are here. This is the only country they know, and they want to completely participate in the country.
Diego Bonassati's foggy bridge analogy seems an appropriate one. Still, in all his years of advocacy, he's noticed this singular truth. Immigrants, especially parents, are optimists.
And the mothers are on the ball and ready. They've got the transcripts, they've got the information. They are looking for their kids to be part of this country, right? To be part of the fabric now. They are looking at this with a great deal of hope.
The workshop for undocumented immigrants begins this Wednesday at 3 o'clock at Cristo Rey Catholic Church in Lansing. Similar events will take place at the same time in Dearborn and Kalamazoo. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Kevin Lavery with Reworking Michigan.